Ravi Bapara and Ben Foulkes both hit half centuries to underpin the Essex closer play total of 249 for 6 on a day when England captain and opener Alastair Cook scored 39 before becoming one of 3 wickets for Alastair Pollock. Essex had been put into bat were 118 for 4 when Bapara and Foulkes began their partnership, but they steadily made the total look altogether more healthy with a series of well-timed strokes after both had made a cautious start. Bapara was particularly circumspect initially before unleashing a series of trademark drives and delightful shots on both sides of the wicket. He arrived at his half-century having faced 91 deliveries and embraced 6 boundaries. Foulkes also gathered momentum and arrived at his 50 from 70 balls, having collected 10 boundaries. But having contributed 65 of the 129 runs for the 5th wicket, Foulkes fell victim to Adil Arif when he was trapped in the crease. James Foster fell shortly after when he was caught by wicketkeeper Adam Mansfield without score shortly before the close of play. The morning play had been interrupted for 10 minutes at the start because of morning rain, but in the couple of wickets that fell before lunch, Jake Micklebrough was bowled by Pollock for 25, Alastair Cook LBW to Pollock for 39, and then shortly after lunch, Tom Wesley fell for 33 to become the 3rd victim of the day for Pollock. Greg Smith was caught behind off of Shahzad for 11, and Ben Foulkes, as I said, made 65, and it was left to Ravi Bapara to carry the innings. 63 not out from 118 balls. He spent nearly 3 hours at the crease. At the close, Graham Napier was 0 not out, and Essex 249 for 6.